The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
But I've just told in my ear that Mark Emmert has just announced that the men's and women's tournaments, along with all winter sports, have been canceled.
What's this mean? Who's the national champion now?
University of Houston.
Okay. Congratulations.
I think every team that wants to claim it, just claim it.
Yeah, it's the move.
Because why not? A&M would claim it.
Central Florida would claim it.
Yeah.
A&M should honestly raise a banner. Undefeated in 2020 SEC Championship tournament.
Baseball has pushed back at least 2 weeks the opening of the season. Which, hey, can I put a positive on that?
Spin it.
Maybe Justin Verlander's ready for the opening of the season now.
Okay. Possible. Yordan, too, right?
What's that?
Yordan.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Maybe they shorten the season and Lance McCullers. He can be on a pitch count.
Season? Yeah. That's too crazy. That's too much.
Yeah, just looking for some positives here.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. And also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Text the show. You know the number for that. Can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. You know the number for that. Miss the first 2 hours? Get ready for the first of several weeks of non-sportsy Blitz. So, talk sports guy, got bad news for you. It's going to be going to be a rough run for you. But, we had a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And you know what? This is the positive to this. We're just going to hopefully entertain people for the next month while there's no sports.
You think it'll be a month?
I think it's going to be at least a month. I'm not sure I'm buying that the two Tennessee researchers have...
You're not counting on that.
Now, if their compound is actually Jack Daniels...
I see that.
I think we're all in good shape.
I see that working.
I'm pretty sure I have a bottle somewhere in the... I was looking at my stash of alcohol today just to kind of see, boy, how long do you think this would last? Between all the beer and the whiskey... I'm saying I could probably be on lockdown for a month and stay drunk the entire time and not run out.
Yeah, I'm in good shape in that department. I asked my wife today. I told you earlier I went to HEB in hopes of getting some bleach wipes and Lysol. They were out of all that. What I did get was 4 bottles of wine, which my wife said, just in case.
Yeah.
You better grab some wine for me.
Yeah, that's what I probably should have done. I'll make a specs run tomorrow and get some wine for the wife just to be safe. But, so everything's pretty much canceled or postponed, and we're just going to have some fun.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, we'll do. And honestly, it is refreshing to catch a break from having to rip Bill O'Brien for something else.
Yeah.
Because until he makes a decision where you go, okay, good decision. Nope. So it's kind of fun.
I just thought about this. I'm going to ESPN.com right now to see what the top stories are.
Ooh. Well, I can tell you what the top things are on Twitter in Houston. I bet you'll never guess. COVID-19, number one. Yeah. Number two, HISD. So I'm wondering if they did some cancellations. Disneyland is 3. And Sugar Spree is 4. I don't know what that is. That's probably some act that I haven't heard of that's really famous.
Okay, so here are the top stories.
Okay.
NCAA tournament canceled over coronavirus.
Okay, is that breaking news still? They keep putting breaking news on TV.
MLB to delay opening day at least 2 weeks.
Okay.
NHL suspends play due to virus, hopes to return. Jazz center Gobert apologizes for careless action.
Dumbass.
Sources, Mitchell is second Jazz player with virus, which, by the way, your boy Koo, who came in here and said black people can't catch coronavirus.
Yeah.
I got news for you, bro. You guys are in it now.
Shame.
Sources, NBA owners want 30-day reevaluation, which, by the way, I thought we were calling them NBA governors now. Super racist.
Yeah.
But all right, ESPN.
HISD is shut down until the 30th. So,
NFL won't delay league year annual meeting off.
Okay.
Oh, here's the first non-coronavirus headline. Mancini has malignant tumor removed from colon.
Oof. Is that Boom Boom?
No, I think that's Baltimore Orioles outfielder Trey Mancini.
Oh.
And then Bellator to hold Friday night event without fans.
That's also coronavirus related.
And WWE remains committed to holding WrestleMania.
There's a part of me that kind of wishes the XFL had just said, you know what, we're going to be the badasses. But the reason they didn't is Oliver Luck running that thing, and he's a smart dude.
Yeah.
He knows better. So it's a shame. But you know what? I'll find other stuff to bet on.
I'm excited that there is UFC fights this weekend. They're in Brazil.
Yeah.
And I don't think South America's really been, it hasn't caught on down there yet.
I thought Argentina was kind of bad. I could be wrong about that.
Well, I don't know. But I from what I understand, the fights in Brazil are good to go 100%. Of course, it's only Thursday. The fights are Saturday. A lot could happen. But my old training partner, my old teammate, is the headliner of that card. So I'm excited to see him fight. So if you're looking for sports to watch, ESPN Plus this weekend, Charles Del Oliveira is fighting in the main event on ESPN Plus. So check that out. If you need something to do. Demian Maia fighting in the co-main event. So there's some good names on that card.
Larry said, kid plays varsity baseball, all UIL done in Texas.
Damn. See, that sucks because now there's kids who are playing for scouts and things like
right,
that.
Right,
that's tough, man. That's tough. My son's baseball program just sent out an email basically saying, the program is shutting down. We're leaving it up to each individual team to decide if they want to play in tournaments or not. And the batting cages in the fields are still open to use if you want to use them. So I think mostly because if they close the batting cages and the fields to us, they would have to give us a refund.
Yeah.
So they're just like, listen, we're not closing all the way. We're closing enough. Like, we're not going to be at the office, but you guys, good luck.
I got an update from Sam Houston Race Park.
Okay.
Due to the COVID outbreak concerns, Harris County Judge Hidalgo has recommended this afternoon that large public gatherings of 250 plus people should be canceled. Respecting the recommendation, Sam Houston Race Park will suspend our simulcasting operations at the end of the day today. There's a possibility we may continue live racing, but in order to comply, we would have to do it without public spectators. We will make a decision later this evening. We are hopeful to resume our normal operations in the future.
Can the racetrack make any money?
If they run without fans, the simulcast money, especially because a lot of these places are going to cancel, would be pretty good because they get a big chunk out of the money that gets bet from other tracks.
Okay.
So, I think that'll be a shock. I'll keep everybody updated, and I just got my Tuesday pick. So before I do those, I want to see if they're actually going to be racing.
Don't be like me and spend all night handicapping today's games. It never happened.
And then somebody asked, does ESPN take off during this time? Well, they're probably going to be doing a lot of reruns.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, is church canceled? You know what? That's
my church is.
Is it canceled?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said they sent an email out saying if you want to attend church, attend digitally. They've got an app. They've got Facebook Live. They've got all kinds of ways for you to enjoy church without actually going in.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm for it.
So I guess that's... I'm guessing some of the smaller churches that have less than 250 would be fine.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, my church is a lot more than that.
Yeah. I haven't been in a while, so I don't really know what's going on with mine.
The Church of Fowler.
No, I actually belong to a church. I just haven't been in a while. Because it's a little... When I lived on this side of town, it was real easy to get to, and so I went all the time. And now it's like most Sunday mornings I'm hungover and... You know,
most Sunday mornings I'm hungover too, but my wife shakes me awake and says, we're going to church. And then, what are you going to do?
You do what you must.
You power through.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is my new thing is just like.
The Lord washes me clean.
Well, not for me, but Yeah, it's like Saturday I go hard.
It's a much tougher job for you.
Well,
Fred.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncleanliness here.
Yeah.
Fortunately, no coronavirus yet. But no, that's my new thing. It's like Saturday I go hard, and then Sunday I just sleep all day and rest and catch up. And then by Monday I'm good to go again. But I'm going to have to change my whole routine now because I don't have sports to watch.
So remember the other day when I was telling you I had a couple key guys say they were going to not be able to play in my fantasy baseball league that's been running for a while? This is the email I sent out the other day, and it's actually starting to feel like it means something. It said, "It is with great regret that due to the coronavirus pandemic and the circumstances of some of the lazy people in this league, I must announce that after 13 glorious seasons, our league is going, it's called the Rod Beck Memorial League, is being retired. I am hopeful that this is just a 1 or 2 year hiatus and I'll be able to crank back up another league with a few loyal friends, but the 2020 season is officially postponed. Thank you all for playing, most of you since the beginning. It was a good run. I'll reevaluate in 2021 and you'll all be the first to get an invite if we can get things cranked back up. Rest in peace, Rod Beck." I'm starting to think it doesn't matter. Like, maybe fantasy baseball is not going to be a thing this year.
Yeah, it may not. I mean, your cancellation may be...
I'm ahead of the game.
Moot. Yeah. You're just...
Yeah, all these other leagues, it took them a long time.
Well, the good news is, and we talked about this in the first hour, is whatever your team is, you can now celebrate a championship. If you have an NBA team that was going to be in the playoffs, an NHL team, any basketball team that was going to be in the tournament... So, SFA fan, you can claim a championship too. We all get to claim championships today. I think this is awesome. And it makes me happy.
Yeah.
So. Oh. Somebody said, how good is the season being potentially canceled for the Astros? I think it's great because guess what? That means you're the 2020 World Series champions.
It's true.
So.
Or does that give... another year to the Nationals?
No. This is a brand new year. We start from scratch. They actually had spring training. So the Astros would be the 2020 World Series champions. Hey, Cubs fan, you get to claim it too. Everybody gets to claim it. It's the one time we can all be happy. And we're all right.
Yeah.
Nobody's wrong. I think this is a good thing, guys.
It's going to be a national holiday. I'm going to put this on my phone as National Everybody Gets a Trophy Day.
Yeah.
And we can celebrate a year from now.
Well, yeah, because, you know, this is what America is, right? Everybody gets a trophy. So, people are asking, I guess that cancels your March Madness bracket contest. Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
I mean, at least
delays it severely. Yeah,
well, I don't think that, I think they canceled. There's not going to be a tournament. So, but we'll find out what we're going to do. There may be some other stuff we can do for you guys. And also, I know we had some road shows coming up. I don't know if those are still going to happen. We'll let you know. So it says LSU champs. Yeah, you won football and basketball. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah. So, and the Roughnecks, your 5-0 Roughnecks, undisputed XFL champs.
Okay.
Assuming they don't come back, which I can't imagine they would at this stage. By the time they could play again, you're talking about having to go back to camp and get back in shape. And yeah, I just think it would be a mess. Yeah, and so HISD is closed until the end of the month. But I was pretty late in the game.
I had a good one earlier off the air.
Yeah, well, those just you waste those, man. What's the point? What is the damn point? Mix it up a little. Did you see that some of Harvey Weinstein's public emails came out?
No.
Part of a 1,000-page trove of documents that were unsealed in his criminal case. They reveal much of his desperate pleas for help following the reports that began his downfall, but the documents include emails showcasing his A-list Rolodex, including messages he sent to powerful agents, network executives, and billionaire leaders and politicians, including Michael Bloomberg and Jeff Bezos. But one of them, he wrote an email to a reporter seeking a comment about an allegation that he had groped Jennifer Aniston, which turned out not to be true. He wrote in the email, "Jen Aniston should be killed."
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you got 23 years to think about that, sir.
Yeah, he does. He also They also revealed that Ben Affleck was on his red flag list, which is a list of names that he gave to a private investigator when he heard when he was fearful people were talking to journalists about his sexual conduct.
Oh, I thought that was a list of dudes he wanted to bang.
Well, maybe. But it said prior to the publication of the reports, Weinstein kept a list of names of people he was concerned could be talking to journalists in 2017. Affleck's name appeared on the document known as the red flag list. So, I'd like to have a red flag list.
Yeah.
You have to be a scumbag, I guess, but still, roughly 70 names are on the list, including a lot of people who actually accused him.
Hey, I'm looking at the Fantasy Basketball League.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've got Donovan Mitchell on my team, which he's probably passed it on to the rest of my team. So that sucks. If there's a team that's 119-52-0, and there's a team that's 117-50-4, which team is better?
That's a good question.
Two more wins, two more losses, because the other guy has four ties.
Right. I'm going to go with a team with more wins.
Okay.
Why?
If the season ends today, I'm the champion.
Well, no, if the season ends today, all of us who would have made the playoffs are the champion.
Nope, just me.
Because
you're 19 and a half games behind me, Fred.
Yeah, I know, but I would have beaten you in the playoffs.
That's like you claiming the Memphis Grizzlies could win the title right now.
Well, but hey, if they're in the playoffs, they can do it. So, Joshua asked, what about the seniors who don't have a future in the NBA? Any thoughts about an extra year of eligibility? I don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening either, unfortunately. And especially for schools like the Ivy League schools who don't give red shirts.
Right.
It sucks, but it is.
But you know what? They played a full season.
It's an inconvenience for a lot of people.
Yeah, they did, but they played a full season.
Yep.
So it's kind of hard to go back now and say, you know, hey, guys, when I can't get over to Sam Houston Race Park, my number one choice for betting on horses online is BetUSRacing.com. And there will be tracks running somewhere. So the good news is BetUSRacing.com offers all the excitement of the track, plus so much more. You can bet on over 200 tracks right on your phone. And guess what? Don't want to play the horses? They offer daily rebates plus a casino, a sports book. So if you like to play blackjack, you want to bet the ponies, BetUS Racing has got you covered. Whatever sports are going to be out there, they'll have those. Whatever racetracks are going to be running, they'll have those. And guess what? If not, just go play some blackjack. Blitz listeners qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. So all you have to do is go to BetUSRacing.com/pony. That's BetUSRacing.com/pony. And I've been playing on this site for a couple of years. This is where I go for all of my horse racing. And, man, you want to get in on anything else that's available, they got you covered right now. Triple Crown season is right around the corner. Go to BetUSRacing.com/pony and sign up today.
I was a B-list celebrity before I started calling, lifting so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody. You weren't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, I love that chick's voice. Ken said you guys talked about TP today. A good rule to follow using the standard trifold method. You want it thin enough to allow for tassel feel, but thick enough to not allow penetration. Okay? Yeah.
God, you poor people still haven't upgraded your lives.
Hey, let's... Oh, there's a... The XFL statement is out now on the official statement, as it were. Currently, the XFL will not be playing its regular season games. However, all players will be paid their base pay and benefits for the 2020 regular season. All XFL ticket holders, that's me, will be issued refunds or credit towards future games. The XFL is committed to playing a full season in 2021 in future years. Which really sounds like they're not coming back. But you know what? I'll just roll mine over into
what?
Next season, if there's going to be one.
If there should be a season.
I think there should be. I think they were onto something.
I do too. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Lamont says if there's a positive about this pandemic, it'll force companies and places of employment to rethink the structure of working. I fully expect more places to take measures for people to work remotely. There's a lot of places where you can do that now. In fact, I can do everything remotely except for the show.
Except for the show.
And probably you could, too.
Yep.
My wife can do most of her stuff remotely. And I think, you know, the way the world is now, that you know, makes a lot of sense. So, but I do think hopefully people who aren't prepared for this in that regard will actually change things around a little bit and say, hey, you know what? We can fix this. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in today. You know what I need to do? I need to do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to New Mexico, where a New Mexico woman is facing charges after police say she stole a car. Okay, that's not that big a deal. But she later tried to claim she was Beyonce.
Oh, makes sense. Was it Beyonce?
No, it was Serena Henry.
Oh.
She was arrested Saturday morning in Las Cruces when...
Beyonce hangs out in Las Cruces all the time.
Does she? Yeah, that's what I figured. Well, she probably goes skiing over like Santa Fe or Taos or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Las Cruces is basically El Paso. It's not like a pretty part of New Mexico.
Oh, well, an officer spotted a vehicle that resembled one that had reported stolen. According to the court documents, the 48-year-old Henry... Is that older or younger?
I think that's older.
Okay. She said, told the officer she was Beyonce, went to the Do You Know Who I Am card. She told the officer she found the keys in the vehicle and decided to take it for a joyride. She also allegedly told police she didn't stop driving when she saw the emergency lights because she didn't feel like it.
Mm.
She's charged with unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, concealing identity, and resisting or obstructing arrest. And there's the photo. I don't think anyone's ever going to confuse that with Beyonce.
Oh, no.
I mean, that, I would say mannish.
Beyonce what?
Yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, I'm going to go with some of that blue meth was probably involved there. Beyonce 38. So
that's close enough.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Hey, the XFL's memo to the players.
Yeah.
Allowed them to get their releases to sign with any other professional team.
Oh, that's good.
So for those of you who think that the players were NFL level, well, someone will get a chance.
Yeah, we'll see if PJ gets signed by somebody.
Yeah. I know Seattle was looking at him.
Yeah.
It's a nice backup option for a guy like Russell Wilson, sure.
So everyone says Rudy Gobert should have been Gem of the Day. Yeah, except we've talked about that.
Yeah, we've talked about him enough.
Like four times today already.
Including yesterday.
Yeah.
That guy who got on the plane today from New York to Florida and then on his way off the plane told the flight attendant that he had coronavirus. That guy should go to jail.
I didn't know that.
Agree? Executed, not jail.
You didn't hear about that story?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, a dude knowingly got on a plane, flew from New York to Florida, and when he got off, told the flight attendant, hey, just a heads up, I've tested positive.
See, this is why...
Meanwhile, everybody on that plane is already spread out all throughout the airport. They're gone.
This is why everything gets canceled. People like that.
Yep.
People like Gobert. People like the dude who took his daughter to the father-daughter thing. People like that idiot in Japan who basically went bar hopping when he found out he had it, trying to give it to other people. This is a... You know, if people actually just did what they were supposed to, we'd still have sports.
Mandatory execution.
I think they should just cut his pecker off.
Yeah.
Start with that. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Concrete Cowboy says, every day your show is great, but today's show has been legendary. Thanks, guys. Thank you. And hopefully, we're going to have a lot of legendary shows over the next few weeks. Yeah, somebody says people like that scumbag on the airplane is why we can't have nice things. Yeah, I just don't understand stuff like this. I really don't. And all along we've said, just be smart, wash your hands. If you've got a cough, don't go out in public. You know, even if you don't have it, don't take a chance. But these guys are intentionally spreading it. Or intentionally ignoring instruction, which I got to say, that sucks. See that right before he found out he had coronavirus, Donovan Mitchell visited a high school.
Ugh.
So, yeah, a high school in Oklahoma.
Oh, well,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wasn't Lance in Oklahoma yesterday?
Yeah.
Didn't Lance just sit right between us about an hour ago?
Wait a minute. There's kids in Oklahoma who go to high school?
Yeah, you know what? Hashtag fake news. Hashtag fake news. Yeah. Well, there's a picture of him with like a little kid, like tiny. So, yeah, that's been the show. We got a little Weinstein in. We're gonna get a chance to talk a lot more TV over the next few weeks, which I'm pretty excited about. Got some Guardians of the Galaxy news now that Suicide Squad 2 is in the books, mm-hmm. or the reboot. He's going to turn his attention to Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And there is some question about whether or not Thor will be in it, because there's another Thor movie coming out before Guardians. So, but everybody who's been asked about it is kind of like, we don't know. There's no definitive yes or no on that. I'm going to guess there will be Thor in Guardians 3. So, but James Gunn has been asked several times about it. The way he's ducked it tells me he's going to be in it.
Okay.
So you're saying Rudy Gobert was trying to start the coronavirus challenge?
I don't think he was trying.
I don't know. I mean, he was going around licking stuff.
Sounds like he did it.
Yeah, well, that's another PSA. Don't go around licking stuff.
I don't know that he was licking. He was touching, wasn't he?
I thought he licked the microphone.
I think he just touched him.
Mm. Same thing.
Not really.
Well, kind of.
It's different.
Well, regardless, the guy still an idiot.
Yes.
So
we can agree on that.
Yeah. Okay. No update on. So I just got a thing from Sam Houston. It just says that they've canceled simulcasting, but they'll let us know on live racing. So, which is what we already had. So I saw it on Twitter before it was sent to me. But I may have missed it already, but can you name your top five TV shows real quick? That's not an easy question. Like top five current, top five all time. It's not one that I could answer real quick. I'd have to think about it a little bit. So kind of break down, especially when you get all time, because some things have moved around. I'll tell you what, Better Call Saul has been terrific this year.
It has been good.
Yeah.
The first episode kind of had me going, but since then it's been really good.
Yeah, and it's you could tell it's getting close now to the Breaking Bad timeline. So I'll be real interested in seeing how they transition to that. But so far, that has been it's been really good this year. There's been a few things that in this week's episode where they're having the kid clean while all the money's being picked up, and where they get a little too artsy for me. Because the characters are so good, and the storyline right now is so good, I don't think you need to do the "look, Ma, I'm being artsy" thing. And I find that a little bit irritating. But that's my only beef about the show. Did you see that they canceled a Big East game at halftime?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited, and it was really kind of cool to watch the empty crowd. It was the St. John's game, and wasn't all that bad in my opinion. St. John's Creighton.
Did you hit the first half?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I wish I had. And trust me, by the time all the games got canceled, I was like, okay, there's one game. The MEAC hadn't canceled their championship game yet. And I was like, all right, let's do this, Bethune-Cookman. And then that game got canceled, too. So.
Well, I feel good that I
have nothing today. I got, no action.
I feel good that I got the people one last hockey over before before life ended as we know it. Dr. Dre says, I bet the boys on the AM side of the dollar are freaking out. You can only talk about Coleman Milk and Texan so much till it's repetitive. Yeah, I wish them luck in this time of need for them. I think we'll do fine. But, yeah, and there'll be something to bet on. I'm hoping they keep the live racing going at Sam. We can bet on that. And if not, there'll be some tracks running. I got to double check, but I think Santa Anita's plan is to run, but with no fans there.
Yeah.
So that being the case, I'll be betting a hell of a lot of Santa Anita. That's for sure. Now we'll find some things. Well, guys, we're in this together. We'll find some things to bet on.
Yep.
And it'll be fun. So, I'm sure RJ can talk more about this tomorrow, but how are books handling season total bets for NBA?
They're probably refunding.
Well, I think they'll wait and see what the NBA does in terms of number of games. Like, if they decide they're going to play out the whole season and just play into August, then they're not going to refund the bets. But, so I'm getting a lot of questions. What's Vegas going to do? Stuff like that.
I'm getting a lot of questions about what am I scheduled for now this week? So,
well, back to work.
Yeah.
Back to work, boys and girls. A17 says English Premier League's playing. Yeah, but they're having a meeting because somebody tested positive.
They won't be playing for much longer, is my guess.
But you know what? I know Jerry Bow will have some plays, so I'll be betting on that Saturday morning if they're playing. Because I've been getting up and watching those games anyway, and it's kind of fun. But so the Roughnecks, the first team to go undefeated. Yep, I'm about to load up on merch.
So are they basically those old school Dolphins now? Are they?
Yeah, and every year they're going to get together and throw a party when the last team loses.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to, yeah, I got some pretty good Roughneck gear that I like, including I've got a hoodie that I got from the weekend that I haven't worn yet, so because it's not cold enough.
Do you have any championship gear?
I do not, although.
All right, Academy, let's go.
Isn't technically all Roughnecks gear championship gear
now?
It
is now.
So,
but it doesn't say 2020 champion, 2020 half-season champion.
Well, why are you going to put half-season on it?
I mean, what, is it better than no championship?
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
Half-season championship is a good thing.
You don't need to say half-season championship. Give them credit and just say 2020 champions.
And this, they're the half-season.
No, the season's over. That makes it a full season.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know why you got to put this evil on them. Yeah, it looks like I'm never going to get to wear it again because it's going to be 80-60 for the next month. So we're not getting any more cool fronts, as it were. This had to be the most mild freaking winter ever.
Rodeo Austin now canceled as well. They were supposed to start this next weekend. And that's a non-profit, which is kind of a bummer. But what are you going to do?
You know, I was thinking about this today. I won't be shocked if they have to wind up canceling the World Series of Poker this year.
Oh, it wouldn't shock me either.
And
probably should.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm probably going to make plans to, well, frankly, the financial hit I'm going to take over the next couple months, I'm not going to be able to afford to go. But yeah, I think I'm planning on not going this year. So.
Everything's ruined.
No, it's not. You know what? This is just a hiccup.
An American Airlines pilot has tested positive for coronavirus, according to the airline and a second source familiar with the matter. The pilot is based out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, according to the source.
Yeah, but you know what the good news is? How many people are actually interacting with a pilot? I mean, the passengers
aren't.
That's true. You know? Well, I mean, if I see a pilot standing there on the way out and they didn't, you know, bomb the landing, I'll usually say nice landing or something.
Is this making you angry at the government?
Why?
So the president and vice president met with that Brazilian dude who's now tested positive, shook his hand, and now they're saying they're not, the president and vice president aren't going to be tested. It seems like for national security purposes, you should get those guys tested, right?
Well, yeah, although we don't have enough tests, so. I would hope you could get one for the president and the vice president. But yeah, you wouldn't want him. Like, and I saw that Justin Trudeau in Canada, they're self, because they've been around a bunch of other world leaders, they're basically on self-quarantine now.
And that Alex Azar guy, who's like the Secretary of Health and Human Services, president. They said he went to the president in January, and he pushed past resistance from the president's political aides to warn the president that this was going to be a major problem. There were aides around Trump. Kellyanne Conway had skepticism at times that this was something that needed to be a presidential priority. At the same time, Secretary Azar has not always given the president the worst-case scenario of what could happen. My understanding is the president did not push to do aggressive additional testing in recent weeks, and that's partly because more testing might have led to more cases being discovered, and the president had made clear the lower the numbers on coronavirus, the better for the president, the better for his potential reelection this fall. That's making me not happy.
Yeah, I still think that the number of cases that have been reported are probably a small percentage of people who've actually had it and are already over it. But
I want to, because Late Hits is coming up next on our air, I want to have a discussion with you about something that was said on Late Hits instead of doing...
Okay.
Because we'll have plenty of time to talk Hollywood stuff this week. There's no point in jamming it all into one segment. So I want to talk about something Late Hits did in our last segment.
All right. 832 says, what if today y'all are just going through denial and by day three you're yelling at AJ for burping? We'll be safe. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to be just fine. There's plenty of stuff to get to. All right, be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. And just an update. Both Santa Anita and Golden Gate in California are going to continue to race with no fans. So we'll be able to bet on them.
Well, there you go.
All right.
And we didn't even get to talk about Tillman. We'll do that, I guess, tomorrow. We'll dig into that a little bit more.
Yeah, there's plenty of time.
Not a great look for your owner, Fred. Your owner.
I see.
Your governor. Pardon me.
I find the governor term offensive.
I found it offensive on Late Hits. I heard a promo. I don't know if it was said last night or it was said earlier. I don't know when it was said, but I just heard it last night. There's a promo playing where Jason Braddock says, I think that James Harden is the greatest Rocket ever. And this is like where I'm like, okay, here comes Patrick Crayton to tell him you're out of your freaking mind.
Right.
And Patrick Crayton goes, you know, I think you might be right. And it's like they almost forgot that Hakeem Olajuwon played here, won multiple championships, and was probably the best defender in the league for years and years. I get that James Harden is an exciting – he's a great scorer. One of the greatest scorers ever, certainly. You play the promo.
This is Late Hits. I'm going to say this, and you tell me hit or miss. Late hit or miss. James Harden is the Rockets' best player ever. Yes. Even including Hakeem Olajuwon.
This is probably going to surprise you. That's a hit.
Don't you feel bad saying it, though?
Like, I do.
They don't need to feel bad saying it. They need to feel stupid saying it.
It's a dumb take. Is he the greatest scorer ever in Rockets history? Yeah, I'll give you that one. Sorry, T-Mac. But I'll give you that one. But the best player is not even close.
And... you know what? You could talk about guys carrying their team to a championship. Hakeem carried that first team to the championship. Yeah, that's just, I'm sorry.
It's crazy talk.
I love those guys, but I know Jason has all kinds of love for James Harden and good for him, but that's just silly. Jason's not going to be here tonight. It will be Patrick Crayton, though. Like, there's some weird baby-making thing going on, which I don't want to think about either.
Well, who's making babies?
I don't know. It's just some comment that was in Patrick Creighton's tweet. So
it's weird.
Yeah, Crate can explain it when he gets here.
I hope it's not Jason or Creighton. Jason's already got like 50 kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I just somebody he's on baby making duty, whatever the hell that means.
No,
which I don't need in my head, guys. Thank you for that. But, yeah, I'm going to let Creighton defend himself. That'll give him a couple of segments of stuff to talk about tonight.
There you go.
Since coronavirus is killing the sports world for everybody else. Hall of Fame, Booker T and Brad Gilmore tonight. So tomorrow we'll be back for a full three-hour show. Which
can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. We're just going to tee it high, let it fly, and just enjoy not having sports for a while.
That's it.
I mean, maybe we'll never go back. Maybe we'll just do this for the rest of our radio careers. We'll just see how it goes. Of course, if the virus kills us all, the rest of our radio careers
are
probably
short.
A couple weeks. So, you know. But, yeah, Late Hits is coming up. I do enjoy that show. I like listening to it on the way home.
But, that's a crazy take.
Yeah, I mean, they do have some hot takes sometimes, and some of them are interesting, and some of them are... Like, I think when Patrick Creighton went through and listed every sign-stealing scandal in Major League Baseball history, it was pretty interesting, because I didn't know a bunch of those. And that a lot of teams were using technology that, you know, like old-timey cameras and stuff like that. I found that fascinating. I learned something from that. I mean, it doesn't change my opinion that they're a bunch of cheating bastards, but it was interesting that of all of those, the Astros are the only ones to kind of get nuked.
Yeah.
But we live in a different world. We live in the social media world where everything has to explode. Boy, I'm really interested to see what the heck ESPN and FS1 and all those guys are going to do for the next month.
You know who's in good shape? ESPN Classic.
Yeah, that's true. They'll be all right. Is that still a thing?
Think so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but I would think so.
I wonder what Skip Bayless's head's going to explode about over the next month. It'd be interesting. All right. Well, it's going to wrap things up for us. Aaron, good job today. You even got a Facebook comment.
There you go.
That's the first one in a while. Yeah, I keep telling the people this is your reason to exist. Yeah, plus, poor Aaron had to handle the phones today. I guess we've scared off all the interns now.
I think his wife was feeling under the weather, so he figured if she's got some, she's not feeling well, I'm not going to risk getting anybody else sick.
It's probably too late. But, all right. Great job, Hoffman. Pretty good job, me.
You've been worse.
Well, let's see how the next few weeks go. We're going to have some fun with it. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.